from Nurse Jackie to Southern California's Dr. Jeffrey Barkey. Nurse Jackie is always tuning in to all of us.
So many people. Well, hey, why not? I mean, it's great medical advice and guidance from one of the best. Dr. Barkey joins us back here this week. RX for Liberty on Instagram. Give him a follow. His morning messages. Before we get into some headlines here, Doc, what was today's morning message about?
It was about the potential dangers of acetaminophen, brand name Tylenol. It's in hundreds and hundreds of products, both over-the-counter and prescription. It's the leading cause of acute liver failure in the United States. It's responsible for over 500 deaths a year for accidental overdose and over 2,500 per year emergency department visits. It's a product that is banned or restricted in many countries, including the United Kingdom and India. Yet people eat Tylenol, acetaminophen, like Tic Tacs too often, and it can cause grave harm. Not only is it not very effective at reducing pain, but it depletes our body's glutathione, our body's master antioxidant. Just not a healthy product. I don't recommend it, but most importantly, you got to be really, really careful if you're going to use Tylenol, because it can harm you if you're not careful.
When I've used Tylenol, it doesn't even have an effect on me. I feel like it never works anyways on me. So,
what's a good alternative when you've got a little bit of maybe soreness and pain from over swinging on the golf course on the weekend?
The alternative is deal with it. So pain is good. It's a reminder of our body doing things. And you could use a little Advil, ibuprofen, or naproxen sodium, naprosyn. You can also soak in an Epsom salt bath. Epsom salt has magnesium. It's great for detoxifying the body. There are some holistic things like arnica that can be very helpful for pain, magnesium lotion that you can spread on, and of course some alternative health like with a good chiropractor or even acupuncture for pain. Just avoid this temptation that we all have, and I'm guilty too. I want a pill to take when I don't feel good. I got a headache, I want to take something. I hurt my back playing golf, I want to take something, as opposed to just allowing your body to heal naturally.
I love when a doctor when a doctor could even say the word chiropractor. That's nice. That's refreshing. That's refreshing.
Yeah, good ones can be lifesavers. There's no question. 100%. We've got some really good ones out here in Southern California. My buddy Billy DeMoss, who is a legend, chiropractor and freedom fighter. I send a lot of patients to him, and there's plenty others as well.
Where's he located, Doc?
He's in Newport Beach.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. First of all, we haven't touched on this, although we touch on a lot of things. But, you know, a lot of people may not be aware of this, but the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine was removed. Yep. Now, did they give an explanation of why they finally decided it was gone, no more?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me just correct you.
Okay.
Semantics. It's not a vaccine. It's a genetic biologic agent.
Love
it's you. Not a vaccine by any stretch of the imagination. You know, interestingly, most people don't understand this. Think about this for a minute. It's the only time in human history that we have asked the genetic manufacturing system of the body to create a non-human protein. We have forced our body to create a non-human protein. We stick this stuff in our body, messenger RNA, and it tells our body's immune system to create the spike protein. It's not a human protein.
Okay.
And then what possibly could go wrong? Our body's immune system sees that, says, holy crap, what's going on? And it reacts against it. And that's why, in part, we're seeing a lot of side effects with this biologic genetic monster that we've created. Yeah. So why was it pulled from the market? In part, it was pulled from the market because none of these vaccines, not a single one that you can go into your local pharmacy and get, are FDA approved. They're still all being used under emergency use authorization. And as such, under emergency use authorization, the vaccine companies have liability protection. So, you know, Moderna and J&J said, we're out of here. We don't want to participate anymore. Our vaccines suck anyways. They don't actually work. They don't prevent you from getting infected. They don't prevent you from transmitting it. And the money train is kind of running out. Pfizer's got the lion's share of it. So we're going to not compete, and we'll go elsewhere in other countries where they're not as smart as we are here in America.
Interesting. Okay.
So, AJ, besides the Cubs and White Sox up in Chicago, what's happening up there?
I saw a headline an hour ago. Chicago health officials sound alarm on monkeypox surge ahead of Pride Month. Now, I'm assuming because of major gatherings, but monkeypox?
Yeah, what the hell is that? That was the scare we had many months ago. And it's primarily an illness that is transmitted within the gay community. It requires very close interaction, sexual contact. And so I don't know. You got to stop listening to the World Health Organization and the CDC. And the Dodgers have gone hardcore woke here in Los Angeles. I live in Orange County, so I root for the Angels. As a matter of fact, going to an Angel game Saturday night, and timed it perfectly because we're going to get to see Ohtani pitch.
Oh, cool.
That's freaking awesome. A couple other things, too, because, you know, people are still seeing, like I was talking to a buddy of mine just the other day, and he's noticing that certain symptoms that he got from COVID over a year ago still haven't gone away.
Yeah.
Are you still seeing long COVID, if you will, like, you know, symptoms?
Yeah, no question. And by the way, while we're on the topic of sports, good riddance to the Lakers. let them have a wonderful offseason of wallowing in their wokeness.
Yep. You're right.
You're not a fan.
Neither am I.
Well, listen, they're a great basketball team, and there is no question that LeBron James is one of the best basketball players that ever existed. But I want him to shut his trap. I don't care about his political views. Mm-hmm. I want him to play basketball, and we can enjoy that aspect of his life. But when he opens his mouth, I root against him, and I am happy to see the Lakers lose.
All right.
I used to love watching the NBA. I was a big fan until they got too political. You know,
it's unbelievable. That's why I like hockey now. The hockey players want nothing to do with the politics of the day. And so thank God you don't see hockey teams yet that have turned woke.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, getting back to the symptoms of long COVID, I mean, what are you seeing as a physician right now?
And another thing about LeBron. Not
this, this guy.
So, yes, I mean, long COVID is a thing. And especially amongst people that have been vaccinated because the immune system doesn't work as well. But unfortunately, there are people that have been injured by this virus, and in part because it's not a real virus. It's not a virus that was created in nature. It's a virus that was created in the laboratory of the Communist Party in China. And it was done through gain of function research by our own tax dollars under the watchful eye of Anthony Fauci. And so when you get infected by this, we have very weird symptoms. And sometimes our body's immune system reacts to it, and we maintain those symptoms for many, many months. The good news is there are wonderful treatment protocols available for people that are suffering from long COVID or vaccine injury. You just got to find the right doctor that knows what to do. And there are some of them in Texas, like the great Dr. Peter McCullough, that I understand is opening up a clinic in McKinney, Texas.
We just spoke to him 2 days ago. He's coming on the radio show per your suggestion.
Yep.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, tell him I said hi. Okay. We've had him on our podcast multiple times, and he's a courageous man, and I wish him well in McKinney, Texas.
Yep.
Well, you might be a little bit more courageous considering you're sitting in California right now and having this opinion as a great physician, though.
I know, and these windows behind me here on PCH and Corona Del Mar are not even bulletproof. So hopefully I'm up high enough where they can't actually reach me.
I love it. We're just covering it all. I enjoyed the conversation we had with you last week about just getting sun. And believe it or not, if you do the studies and the research, it's amazing how the sun can heal us from so many ailments. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Really cool.
No question. It prevents proper sun exposure will prevent like up to 23 different types of cancer, including breast and prostate cancer. And of course, overexposure to sun and getting burnt can cause skin cancer. You look at the graphs of the number of skin cancers, and it's definitely going up. But when you look at the graph of the number of deaths from skin cancer, it's flat. It's, you know, flat as our flat earth. And deaths from skin cancer are not rising. So it's important that you get sunshine. It is unhealthy to have white skin and to not get some sunshine and boost that vitamin D level naturally.
You know, I'm going to ask you, I want to ask you a question. I know you're not a brain surgeon, but it's interesting how we're seeing, especially in sports right now.
Well, he didn't go to USC, so he's not a brain surgeon.
I went to USC undergraduate, by the way.
There you go.
Okay.
But let me ask you a question, because we're seeing, in fact,
this guy is a brain surgeon.
Ah.
And that's Dr. Ben Carson, who I had the privilege of knowing during the when he was running for president and when he worked in the Trump-Pence administration.
I love that.
They're good guys.
You know, we're seeing in baseball right now, especially for catchers, Will Smith of the Dodgers, catcher, made it more of a big deal when he got hit in the head by a batter just a night or two ago. And I bring this up because we hadn't seen a lot of concussion issues in baseball like we've seen in like other sports. But when it comes to concussions, you know, it seems like, and we've had brain surgeons on before, it's like anyone can get a concussion walking down the street. But how serious is it, you know, when you do get a concussion? I mean, like, what are we talking here? How does it affect our body, and what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, good, great question. And I can say with great confidence that getting hit in the head is a really bad thing. And you're right, baseball, it happens a lot less. A pitcher sometimes with an errant bat or a line drive to the pitcher, to the head. I mean, a catcher with an errant bat. So it's the recurrent nature of getting head injured that's really the problem. One time, generally speaking, you can recover from, but certainly getting hit hard enough in the head and having a subdural hematoma bleeding underneath the skull is a really bad thing and can be potentially dangerous. And that's why, especially with high school athletes, you got to be super careful in these new techniques of how to hit, and the penalties for head-to-head contact, I think, are absolutely appropriate. And unfortunately, too many of these athletes, especially in the NFL, they come out after a career of playing ball, and the dementia rate is very, very high because of the current head injuries that they are inflicted to.
Is that a suggested pretty fast MRI for the head?
It's certainly an MRI is the best imaging tool for the brain because it doesn't use ionizing radiation. It uses magnetic field. So that computerized X-ray of the brain does use ionizing radiation. So depending on the specifics, determines which imaging modality you use. And parents have all playing kids extremely fit helmets, don't skimp on helmets, and they need to learn techniques on how to tackle and take a hit so there isn't head-to-head contact.
Good advice, good information, as always. Hey, we're talking to Dr. Barkey, and you got to follow him on Instagram. It's RX4Liberty. Such great information. His morning message, which I look forward to every single morning during the week. Appreciate what you do, Doc. We'll catch you next week on the show. Poppy, any last words for the Doc?
All right, just want him to stay healthy, and we look forward to seeing him in studio here in the next couple of months, hopefully, because Nurse Jackie keeps texting me.
You got it. Hopefully, I'll be back at the end of next month.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. Take care. We'll talk soon.
All right. Talk soon. I've got it.